A time-honored tradition for writers of all ilk is to use a insert arbitrary number things about shtick for framing a topic. I'm not one to look a shtick horse in the mouth, and so in honor of the recent release of the Salesforce One platform and app, here is my list of six, my arbitrary number of choice, things you should know about Salesforce One. I've limited myself to things that would be of special interest to developers looking to customize the Salesforce One app, and so here goes. 1. Two flavors of the Salesforce One app. You probably already know that iOS and Android versions of the Salesforce One app are available for download on the App Store and Google Play. However, Salesforce One is also available as a web-only app that can be accessed via any browser. Simply log into any Salesforce One-enabled org and then append /1/1.app to your instance URL. For example, https://not12.salesforce.com/1/1.app, in order to access the web version of Salesforce One. The web/HTML5 version is especially handy for developers looking to debug any Visual Force pages that are surfaced inside Salesforce One, since you can use web debugging tools like Firebug or Chrome Developer Tools. Note that while the web version of Salesforce One is identical to the iOS/Android versions in most ways, there are a couple of differences to note. For example, the Today feature integrates with the user's device calendar and is therefore only available in the iOS/Android versions of Salesforce One. Similarly, push notifications only work in the iOS/Android versions. 2. Enable publisher actions in Salesforce One. One of the most powerful features in Salesforce One is the ability to add and configure custom publisher actions, accessed via the plus sign in the app. Publisher actions can be used to create or update a record via point and click, point to a Visual Force page, or render a Canvas app, i.e. hosted outside of force.com. However, the one thing that all publisher actions have in common is that they have to be enabled before they appear in the Salesforce One app. In organizations created after the Winter 14 release, publisher actions are enabled automatically, and so no further action is required. However, for older orgs, you'll need to explicitly enable publisher actions via Setup, Customize, Chatter, Settings, Enable Publisher Actions. 3. Configuring Smart Search Items. If you've logged into Salesforce One, you've probably noticed the recent section in the left navigation menu. This section lists the recently searched for objects for a particular user, i.e. it's user-specific. Only searches done in the full Salesforce site influence the order of objects in this section. This section is the quickest way for a user to navigate to a particular object, for example accounts, cases, etc., in Salesforce One, and so there is a good chance that you'll always want to see some object at the top of that section, independent of your search history. You can do so by pinning objects on the search results screen in the full Salesforce site, see accompanying screenshot. Each object that you pin there will be pushed to the top of the recent section in the Salesforce One app, making for easier user navigation. 4. Enable Visual Force to appear in Salesforce One. For developers, Visual Force offers a powerful way of customizing the Salesforce One app. You can surface Visual Force pages in the left navigation menu as a custom tab, associate it with a publisher action, or add it to a record homepage as a mobile card. However, in order to add any Visual Force page to Salesforce One, you have to first mark it as being mobile ready. We require developers to take this explicit step because Salesforce One cannot magically make an existing Visual Force page mobile ready. Developers have to consciously design their Visual Force pages for a mobile-first UI using techniques like responsive design or the mobile design templates to account for the limited screen size in Salesforce One. You can mark Visual Force pages as being mobile ready by going to Develop, Pages, Your Page, Edit, and checking the Available for Salesforce Mobile Apps checkbox. Note, contrary to popular belief, the Mobile Ready checkbox on a Visual Force custom tab has no effect when it comes to adding Visual Force pages to the left navigation menu in Salesforce One. 5. Custom Navigation via JavaScript. One of the lesser-known developer features in Salesforce One is the ability to navigate users to different places in the app via JavaScript in your Visual Force page. You could, for example, have a Visual Force page with a new button that has the following on-click code. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Clicking the new button will then automatically display the default create/edit page for my_custom_object_c inside of Salesforce One. The MagicalSforce.1 object contains a bunch of such navigation utility functions, including the ability to navigate to a record detail view, a user or record feed, an arbitrary URL, and more. 6. Logging into a sandbox org using Salesforce1. I lost count of how many people ask me this question at Dreamforce. By default, the Salesforce1 app that you download from the App Store or Google Play is configured to point to login.salesforce.com. You can instead log into a sandbox org by first logging out of your production org in Salesforce1 and then clicking on the top right gear icon on the login page. Hopefully you found some nuggets of wisdom/help in this list. We'll be blogging throughout the month of December about the various features of Salesforce1, and so watch this space for a deeper dive into some of the things that I've touched on in this post. Till then, as always, questions and comments are welcome.